I promise you, no matter what you're facing, there's a solution out there. No matter what you're afraid of, there's a solution out there. You don't have to be kept up at night worrying and panicking and wondering, you know, how you're going to break through this wall in front of you. I promise you there's a solution out there. Whether you like it or not, all you got to do is go and find it. And we're back
with another episode of He Said, She Said.
Guys, this is something that Lori and I were talking about on the ride over here from California to Arizona. And it was all the times that we thought we had hit a dead end and came through with solutions that we couldn't see at first. And we started naming all these times and we realized this is what we've got to do an episode on real quick. We got to remind everybody, no matter what you're facing, no matter what your uphill battle is, no matter what you're afraid of, there are always, 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 always solutions. Mm-hmm. You just haven't found them yet.
Yeah. When I'm thinking about all the times in my life that there has always been solutions, I think the way that we can look at it and that I started looking at it is there's always a decision to be made that you are not currently making.
Yep.
There's a plethora of decisions outside of the ones that you are choosing. And we're choosing the ones that we're choosing for a reason. They probably seem like the path of least resistance or the easiest, or they're the ones that we have seen other people do or that we know. And we have to step outside of our bubble. We have to go find a new network in order to find these new decisions that we need to be making. And the first thing that I have to think about is that I have to choose a new belief. And that is to believe exactly what Chris said. It's to believe that there's always a solution. It's to believe that there always is a decision that you can make outside of the one that you're making right now. And that's the first thing. If you get anything from this podcast, is to start making that a core belief that no matter what happens, no matter how many dead ends you hit, no matter how many walls you run into, you immediately need to go to the mantra and the core belief that there's always a way. There's always a way. This is something that we say in our company over and over and over again. Lauren and I continually hit walls and say, you know what? There's always a way. And there is. We have gotten around every single challenge. It may look totally different than we thought. We may be doing it totally different on a different timeline, but there is always a way.
So if the first thing to remember in this is that mantra of there is always a solution, even if I can't see it yet. The second thing is this. Let me drop something on you. Ready for this? You don't have to like the solution. You just have to like that it'll solve your problem. That's real for me. That's real for me a lot of times. There's so many times that I don't like the options in front of me. I don't like what I know the solution is. I don't just dislike it. I hate it. Like, oh, no way in hell I'm going there. But the truth is this. Like, if you want to get really real, you don't have to like the solution. You don't have to have feel-good options in front of you. Many times they're not. You just have to like that the solution will solve your problem. Here's a great real-life example right now. We are en route from our California home to our Wisconsin lake home. That means we're going to be on the boat every night. Sun setting after a hard day's work. We run out to the boat, jump on the wake surf board, have a couple of cocktails. And that requires shirts off for the whole summer. And listen, I'll be real with you. I'm 5 to 7 pounds up right now from my comfort zone. I'm 5 to 7 pounds up from like the difference of loving being in the boat in the sunshine with no clothes on, or the whole time being like, oh, I wish I would have done the work to be, you know, in my case, 5 to 7 pounds leaner. Yep. Now I know what the solution is. We've got 3 more days of driving in front of us. We've got a couple of days once we get there before we can get on the boat. The solution is to do nothing but shakes and beef jerky and, you know, lean chicken in the evenings when we stop. But the solution sucks. It's a road trip. I want to be eating like fried veggie sticks and, you know, like those little veggie straws. And like, I want to be eating, you know, like all the good stuff. I want a good drive through, like a good burger. Like I want road food, but that's just going to keep me where I'm at right now. So I know what the solution is. I don't like it, but I can fall in love with the fact that the solution will fix my problem.
I'm thinking of the times when the solution actually is a pivot. And sometimes that's the hardest thing to figure out. Maybe if you're bumping up against walls over and over and over again, it might mean that what you're currently doing is not the thing that, number one, you maybe should be doing or that you should be in, or that is the solution anymore. And this is where I think most people quit, is when they're like, look, I have tried everything, but have you tried turning it into something different? Mm-hmm. Have you tried seeing what it would look like if you did a total 180? You know, Chris, you and I were talking about sometimes the solution is so hard that it could mean needing to move away from your current family that doesn't support you. It could mean,
or your friends or your town or whatever.
I mean, for some people, and I hate to even say this, but for some people, it might mean leaving a partner. It might mean up and moving states. It might mean moving to a new country if you're feeling called to that. Sometimes it's not going to look easy. It's not even going to look possible. But if it's an option, if it's a choice that other people have made before, that makes it possible for you.
Yeah, because the problem is this. Too many people choose unsolved but comfy instead of uncomfortable and solved. That's the problem.
They make a lateral move to another new, same, uncomfortable spot.
They don't solve the problem. They just move from comfy to a different comfy spot.
I've literally done this multiple times in my life.
Where
I'm like,
times.
No, look it. To the outside world and to even me for a moment, I fool myself into thinking that different is better, where sometimes different is just a different lateral move. And it's like, you got to make big, bold moves if you really need a big, bold solution.
Yeah. So guys, if anything, to put a bow on this, I promise you, no matter what you're facing, there's a solution out there. No matter what you're afraid of, there's a solution out there. You don't have to be kept up at night worrying and panicking and wondering, you know, how you're going to break through this wall in front of you. I promise you there's a solution out there, whether you like it or not. All you got to do is go and find it.
You guys, we're so grateful for you. We love to see who is listening to the podcast and what your takeaways were. Truly, we watch all of your stories so that we can see who's listening, where you're at, who you are, all the things so that we can talk to you on every single episode. So grateful for you. We are on our road trip as of tomorrow, or we are heading back to Green Bay. We've got 2 days of driving in front of us.
3 days.
3 days. 3 days, 2 nights.
All right, guys. Love and appreciate you.
Bye, everyone.